Hi, thank you so much for calling Omax Health. My name is Shani. I'm a supervisor that will be assisting you. Could you provide me with your zip code so we can see if we can locate an account?
19008.
Okay. Do you have an email address?
They can't find it. There's no point in giving it to you.
What's your first and last name?
My first name is Betty, or it could be Elizabeth, either one. Last name is Salerno.
Spell that for me, please.
S-A-L-E-R-N-O. What I don't understand here is we're on an automatic delivery. This isn't the first time I've gotten something. So it is beyond me. You guys cannot find me. And actually, what I think I told them the last time, because it was under my husband, Joseph, was to put it under my name.
Okay, you said it. What was the last date of your shipment, and what products did you order with us?
I got a shipment yesterday. It was shipped 10/7. And the only thing it says 2-month Omax Auto. It's, you know, the clear pills, tablets, or whatever you want to call them.
The omega-3 fish oil?
Yes. The price is $62 for 2 boxes.
Okay, just bear with me. I'm trying to see if I can locate an account for you, okay?
Yeah, and certainly I'm not trying to give you a hard time, but I've been...
No, ma'am, that's okay, yeah. And I do understand the frustration as far as you having to be on hold, and I certainly do apologize, but we are trying to locate an account for you.
Okay. I mean, I don't know what else to give you off of this statement that was shipped to me. I mean, the order ID that I gave, they told me there's too many numbers. I said, okay.
And you always and when you originally placed your order, did you go through the omaxhealth.com website to place the order, or did you order off of Amazon or any other site?
No, we do it with Omax. I mean, we've been with you guys a long time.
Okay, provide me with that zip one more time.
With what?
Your zip code.
Sure, 19008.
Could it be under a different zip?
I mean, I'm looking at the paper that comes inside with my fish oil.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And at the top, just so we're all on the same page, at the top left it says Omax Health. Is that you guys?
Yes. Okay. Hold on. You said it was under your, could have been under your husband's name, correct? Joseph?
Okay, so it says ship to Joseph.
Gotcha.
Okay.
I found it. Verify that address.
Okay. 357 North Central Boulevard in Broomall, PA.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. I do have that account here, and I do see that you did just receive your last shipment.
Okay. Why was it that the other people couldn't find this?
I'm sorry, and I do apologize about that.
Okay. So you're not going to answer, but that's okay. Okay. The bottom line here is that I probably have wasted over a half hour. Not mentioning I had to call back 3 times because the first time I called, the person absolutely told me I don't exist. It's kind of like, yeah, I do. I'm reading this off of something that you guys place inside my box. Now,
I'm certainly sorry about that. They probably didn't pay attention to the first name. It was under Joseph's. So what seems to be going on?
I spelled it for him. Okay, fine. Okay. I got a delivery. I want it delayed.
Okay, we could definitely push that out.
Okay. Can you also change it to put it under my name, please?
Don't have a way to, let's see. Give me just a second first. You said first you want to push it out another month. I'm showing your next.
Go ahead.
Yeah, your next bill date is not until December the 6th. So you want to be your next bill date moved to January the 6th?
Perfect.
Okay. Give me just a moment to get that done first, and then we'll see if we can switch it over in your name.
All right, so next shipment will be 16.
Okay, we got you moved out. Your next bill date won't be until 16.
Okay. And just so you know, it wasn't one person that couldn't find it. It was two.
Well, again, I'm certainly sorry about that. And I did go ahead and get the account saved. And I put your name, and we took Joseph off.
Okay, so it'll be under Betty?
Yes.
Okay. So
then again,
go ahead.
Yeah, and I just wanted to confirm again, the next bill date is not going to be until January the 6th of next year.
Perfect. Perfect. This order number that they continuously asked me for, that they said it was too long, why do you guys put this on a statement if it's too long?
What is that number that's on there?
To the far right of the statement that comes in, it says it's an order number, and it is long. And both of them said to me,
does it start out in 143-0779? Yes. That's another way that we can search for the numbers as well. And again, I do apologize about as far as the previous agents not able to locate the account.
Okay. All right. It's fine. It's fine. It's all good. I kept trying to say, you have to have me somewhere. You're billing my account. But needless to say, I'm glad you were able to locate me. And hopefully, is there anything I can do if I call back and they can't find me?
You can personally ask for me. My name is Shani.
Okay. But, I mean, is there somewhere where they could look to find this?
And I can't, and I do apologize, I don't have an answer for you as far as what the error was initially as far as trying to search the accounts.
Okay. All right. Well, I certainly appreciate your time, and thank you for locating us. I appreciate that.
No problem. It was my pleasure, and I do want to thank you so much for calling OMAX Health. You have a great rest of your day.
You too.